This is a third message of our International Prophetic Summit 2023, and I'm going to be preaching on the future millennial events, the first 75 days. Now, why am I pointing out that at the beginning of the millennium, there's going to be a 75-day period? Because Daniel has one verse I've never heard taught on that deals with this, and you're going to have to really stay alert for the next few moments. We're going to deal with a lot of numbers that are in the Bible, especially in the prophetic scriptures. The scripture I want to point out to you is Daniel chapter 12, and it's verses 11 and 12. And this will be what I call my foundational scripture. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation is set up, there'll be 1,290 days. And I'm going to explain these numbers in a moment. Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days, or the 1,335th day. Now, we're going to talk about the numbers that are here and why that last phrase that I have never heard preached on at a prophetic conference is really amazing. So you got to watch all of this. You got to stay with all of this. Now, we want to go back, first of all, before we go to Daniel, we're going to go to the book of Revelation. What I want to show you is that there is a flow in the book of Revelation that brings us through that entire seven-year tribulation that you hear prophetic preachers talk about. The first flow is chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. This is called the beginning of the tribulation, which is the unsealing of that book that has seven seals. Then when you go later on in chapter 11 and chapter, let's say 11 verse 2 to chapter 13, right around verse 5, all of that there, even though it's three chapters, is the middle part of the seven-year tribulation, when the Antichrist causes the sacrifice to cease, and then he enters into the Jerusalem and sets up the abomination that makes desolate. And the abomination that makes desolate, as I'm going to show you in a moment, is the image of the beast that speaks and lives in Revelation chapter 13. That's the abomination that Daniel spoke of. That's the abomination that John spoke of. So we have pre-trib, and you see the middle of the tribulation there. And then in chapter 20 and verse 4 is the end of the tribulation. Now, at the end of the seven-year tribulation is one day. Everybody say one day. And this day is called the Day of the Lord. Now, it's really weird. This really messed me up. In fact, I taught this at ISO in a course that we had, I believe. But it messed me up when I started saying, okay, when I see the Day of the Lord mentioned in the Old Testament, it's doom, it's gloom, it's stars falling from heaven, the sun is darkness, the moon's turning into blood, the whole world's going crazy. Then I'll go to another verse. And in that day will the wolf lay beside the lamb. And in that day, if a man dies before he's 100. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm totally confused here. Is either the Day of the Lord bad, or is the Day of the Lord good? And we're going to talk about the Day of the Lord, because the Day of the Lord is maybe not what we've always thought it is. What if I told you that the Bible says one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day? The millennial reign. Now watch this. When the tribulation ends, all those judgments and craziness is happening, right? At that day, Jesus returns on the last day of the tribulation. But then he begins what Revelation 20 says is a 1,000-year reign on the earth. And that whole entire 1,000 years is the Day of the Lord. Because one day is as 1,000. I always wanted to know how that was in the Bible. And 1,000 is as one day. So the end of the tribulation is the negative part. And it climaxes. All those verses that are real negative, they all climax on that day. But suddenly on that same day, the Messiah comes back. And everything begins to switch. Now, the word millennium is not in the Bible, but it's 1,000 years. So when you talk about 1,000, you know, you talk about a century, you talk about a decade, a millennium simply is a Latin word for 1,000. So don't get all messed up if you look, go to a commentary and say, where's that word millennium at? You're not going to find it, but it means 1,000. So when I talk about the millennial reign of Christ later on, that's the time frame that we're looking at. Now, there's three important time frames. Here we go. Now, look, I'm a guy that's dyslexic with numbers. So for me to receive this from the Lord is a miracle like opening the Red Sea. Do you understand that? Just so you'll know up front. Now, in the book of Daniel, there are numbers which are mentioned in the book. And these numbers are very significant. I'm going to give you three of the main numbers that are important. Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27, that this is the Antichrist. He confirms an agreement with many, many nations for 1 week. Now, that 1 week, as you all know, is 7 years. So that's an important time frame. Then in Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, it tells you that the Antichrist will actually rule. Now, there's a 7-year treaty, but he breaks it in the middle. So when he breaks it, he's in charge for time, times, and dividing the time. Time is 1 year. Times is 2 years. Dividing of time is half a year. Guess how long that is? 3.5 years. And where do you read that at? You read that in the book of Revelation, where the Antichrist, the first 42 months of the tribulation is 1,260 days, 3.5 years, 42 months. Second half of the tribulation is 1,260 days, 3.5 years, 42 months. And so John picks up on the same time frame that Daniel wrote about in the book of Daniel. So the Antichrist does not control the world 7 years. Judgments are for 7 years. In the apocalypse, he only has an eighth kingdom for 42 months, which is the last half of the tribulation period. And it begins in chapter 13, and it ends with the return of the Messiah in Revelation chapter 19. Now, this always intrigued me. In Daniel chapter 12, in verse 12, it gives a time frame of blessed is he that comes to the 1,335th day. So I read all these commentaries, and honestly, none of them are satisfying me on this. And some people turn those days into 1,335 years, and they try to predict all this stuff through history, and it gets a hodgepodge of prophetic confusion, you know. And so I have to ask myself, what do these numbers represent, and what do these numbers mean? So what I'm going to do is, again, rehash a few numbers, and there are three in the book of Daniel that are important. The one I just gave you is what I'm preaching on. But there's three that's important. Number one, time, times, and dividing of time, 1,260 days. That is the first half of the tribulation. That is also the time frame of the second half of the tribulation. But then he says this, 1,290 days. Then he says, now at 1,290 days, there's an abomination that's going to be set up. So I'm going to make it simple. Aren't you glad? I really am, because I love to get complicated like a lawyer and dig it out and then boom, hit you with it. But let's make it simple. Jesus returns, and we're going to give you the general. Antichrist signs the treaty. The return of the Lord's taking place for the overcomers, but the Antichrist signs the treaty. He goes 42 months, 1,260 days. He breaks it. Now, here's what 1,290 days is. When you go to 1,290, what's the difference between 1,260 and 1,290? Say it. Exactly. So you have 30 days. So here's what happens. When he invades Jerusalem at mid-trib, in 30 days, he sets up the image. And they create an image. I think it might be AI now. I'm not kidding with what I'm seeing. That can answer all questions of the world. And he says it speaks and lives. Now, the Greek word is icon, and if you're from a Catholic background, you know what an icon is, right? But the Greek word there basically can also mean any kind of an image of a bird or a beast or a person. That Greek word can mean that. So what we have here is we have something created that looks like the Antichrist. It's like a replica, but it's speaking and it's living, and people are freaking out and they worship it. So 1,260 days. This is Daniel. That's that first part of the tribulation. Then in 30 days, totally 1,290, the abomination that makes Jerusalem desolate is set up. And what's it mean? Matthew talks about the abomination that makes Jerusalem desolate. And then Matthew says this, let him that reads understand. Because he didn't understand it. What happens is when this image is created in Jerusalem, all Orthodox Jews will get out. Because they know it's an idol. You're forbidden to worship idols. They'll know it's satanic. So the image is created. And the Jews flee, in other words. That's when they go to Petra. Now, then we come to this, which is very, very interesting. This one verse that we see that is the key connected to the millennial reign of Jesus. Because the 1,335 does not have total to do about the tribulation. Here's the part to that. That number has moved. Now we've got a brand new number here. Blessed are you if you come to the 1,335th day. Now, again, let me stay with me on the numbers a bit. So we have the 1,000-year reign of Christ. We have the last day of the tribulation that will begin the beginning of the millennial reign, and the millennial reign will go for 1,000 years. Now, three important prophetic numbers are listed. First of all, there's 2,520 total days in the 7-year tribulation. Now, I don't know if you figured this out or not, but the tribulation time frame, according to John in Revelation, is not the time frame we have today. Somebody tell me how many days are in a solar year? 365.25. Everybody in the world lives off the solar year. That in Revelation says there's, if you add it up, there's 360 days making a year. Will y'all track with me on this for a minute? So why in the book of Revelation, written 2,000 years ago, is the tribulation year 360 days making a year, not 365.25? Because that was the original old calendar before it was changed. I can go to the story of Noah and show you that he was in the ark X number of months, and each year is 360 days. Every calendar, it doesn't matter what calendar it was in the world, was 360 days making a year, and it was later changed. Watch, this is cool. So if the tribulation would be 7 years on a solar calendar, every year would have to be 365.25 days making a year, but it's not. It's 7 years of 360 days on God's prophetic calendar. That's God's original calendar. The difference between 360 days making a year and 365.25 days making a year is a little bit over 35 days. And except the days be shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, the days are shortened. The tribulation on the world's calendar will be 7 years, yes, but it's 360 days making a year, not 365, meaning it is shortened by 30 some days. And that's what Jesus, I believe, intended when he said, except the days are shortened. You can't shorten a day. A day is 24 hours. You can't change 24 hours making a day. But if you change the number of days in a year, then you have less days. Jesus knew this. If we'd add the whole 35 days left, all the wars going on, they'd kill everybody and blow everybody up. But for the elect, which is the Jewish elect's sake, the days will be shortened. How many of you are tracking with me? Raise your hand if you're tracking, because I don't want to lose anybody here, because numbers mess me up too if they mess you up. Now, so we come to this idea, and I'm going to kind of get right into it right here, because it's I don't want to fall short on the message by any means. Is this 1,335 days, what does it mean when the Bible says, blessed are you who can wait and come to the 1,335 days? To understand this, we have to understand the beginning of the 1,000-year reign of Christ on earth and what will be going on during that time. 75 days is that, now look, 1,335 through, you got 1,260, 1,290, and you got 1,335. Now you're still tracking, say amen. Amen. So if you subtract 1,260 days, last half of the tribulation, from the number 1,335, that's 75 days. So my message is it still up there? The future millennial events, the first 75 days. So what we're going to talk about is end of the tribulation. And what did Daniel mean? Blessed are you when the tribulation ends, Messiah comes. Blessed are you if you wait 75 days. Because something's going to happen on the 75th day of Jesus ruling on the earth. Come on, where's my crowd? Would anybody like to know what that is? You're not shouting loud enough. I'll just stand here and I'll give me a shout out of this crowd. Okay? So let's take a look at some things that'll tell us what are the mysterious 75 years that Daniel said, if we get to that, we're going to be so happy. We're going to be so blessed. I'm excited about this message. First of all, as Mark Biltz, Bill Cloud, and I have pointed out for years, that Jesus fulfilled Passover by dying on the cross. He was in the tomb during unleavened bread. He was seen alive during first fruits. The church was birthed on Pentecost. But you got three fall festivals that have not had their total fulfillment yet. You have trumpets, which is the next in line, which I personally believe is the rapture. Then after the rapture, you have atonement, which represents the judgments of the tribulation. Then after that, the next festival is tabernacles, and that is the festival of the kingdom. That's the millennial reign where the Messiah comes back, and you have a Jewish and a Gentile kingdom of the survivors on earth that come together with the resurrected saints. How many would pretty much agree with me on that? Raise your hand so we'll go. Okay, you're with us now. Now, in the calendar of Israel, there's a month called Tishrei, and Tishrei is the seventh month on the calendar of Israel today, and it always falls in the fall of the month. It usually falls in September or October, and it changes the year because of the Jewish calendar. So the first day of Tishrei is trumpets, or Yom Kippur, the Jewish New Year. The 10th day of Tishrei is trumpets, all right? And the 15th day begins a seven-day festival called Tabernacles. So you've got trumpets, you got atonement, you got tabernacles. Let's break it down. Rapture, tribulation ends, kingdom of the Messiah, where the rejoicing in the tabernacles and things of that nature. Now, tabernacles, everybody say tabernacles. And I'm going to use the English word, because if I start using the Hebrew word, people say, what's he talking about, Mabel? So we're going to use the word everybody understands. The fall festival of tabernacles. Tabernacles is very, very significant for several different reasons. And I want to kind of try to get into this a little bit. Now, for the next few moments, you got to pay very careful attention to what I'm going to say, okay? Because tabernacles is the last Torah feast. And I checked this out. I talked to Bill. I went to the calendars. But do you know where you go if you start at tabernacles? And you have to pick a day somewhere in there. It's just, you just don't start the first day, last day. Depending on the calendar, if you come to tabernacles, last festival, celebration, seasons of our joy, and you go 75 days, you usually get somewhere near the 25th of Kislev, which is Hanukkah. All right? So, this is where this message really starts getting cool. Now, first of all, let me say something, and we don't want to create a controversy or a stir about this, but I will tell you, there is no doubt that before you shout, hey, man, brother, listen to what I'm going to say. There's no doubt Jesus was not born December 25th. But you ready? He was conceived December 25th. Because if you go to December 25th and you go 9 months, you'll go to tabernacles. So you want to know when he was born? He came. I can prove it. You want to prove it by the Bible? Jesus was born during the Feast of Tabernacles. John chapter 1. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt, Greek, tabernacled among us. Wow. You want more? Yeah. When they got to Bethlehem, everything was full. Why? And when they put him in a stable, that was not the insult we think it was, because everybody dwells outside in booths. And the reason the hotels are full is they're coming there for a taxation. And they taxed the Judeans during tabernacles because everybody went up to the feast. So they knew they were all going to go to their territory. During that time, they were all going to be out there. And so when Mary and Joseph were put in a stable, we think, what an insult, because there's no room there wherever they were in Bethlehem. And the reason is this big festival is going on, and all the people have attended, and the Word had to be born. And look, they're watching sheep by night. I've been to Bethlehem when it snows. They ain't watching no sheep at night. The sheep are usually put in caves or pens, and they keep them inside and feed them. They're watching their sheep by night. Are you listening, somebody? So in other words, they are in the process of leaving their home. They're outside of their home. Tabernacles, you build a booth outside of your home, and you live in the booth outside of your home for 7 days. So if Jesus is born during tabernacles, it is not an insult to have him in a stable. Someone said, why didn't somebody leave that in and give that pregnant woman? Because it was no insult, because they were going to live outside their home anyway, because they were devout Jews, as anybody here in Perry preach. Well, you can clap, you can clap, you can owe me, whoa, 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 whatever. So if you believe he's born December 25th, then you have to say he was conceived the 25th, and if he was conceived around the 25th, and I'm telling the truth, I've studied this. If he was conceived around that time, when does life begin? So you guys that like the 25th, just keep the 25th, you're fine. But if you guys don't like the 25th, if he came into the earth through the birth canal at Tabernacles, you're fine too. So guess what? Everybody's okay. Hello. My wife is smiling and she's clapping. She likes her holy day holidays. You understand what I'm saying? So does everybody understand that? Because this is going to make more sense to you when you understand what I'm about to say. So if... God, I just love this. I know where I'm going. So if Jesus is conceived in the winter month, guess what time frame he might have been conceived Hanukkah. Because it's in December many times in the months of Kislev. Are y'all tracking with me? And this is interesting. Jesus, we know, attended, at least in the New Testament, three Passovers. John chapter 7, when he said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. The high priest was doing the water drawing ceremony then. That's the Festival of Tabernacles, okay? But guess what? Another non-Torah, it is not in the Torah. It is a Jewish tradition. And it is a Jewish tradition based on what happened with the Maccabees overthrowing the Greeks to get the Jewish temple that had been defiled by Antiochus Epiphanes, a picture of the Antichrist offering a pig on the altar. And the Maccabees rose up and they conquered the Greeks. And there was only enough oil for one day to light the menorah. And it supernaturally lasted that entire time frame till they were able to produce oil. How many know the story of Hanukkah? Raise your hand. All right, I'm preaching to the choir. But Jesus was in Jerusalem, John 10:22. This is real important, at the Feast of Dedication, King James translation. I would like to tell you it was Hanukkah, because Hanukkah is called the Festival of Lights and the Feast of Dedication. So what does the Messiah do during the Festival of Lights? He finds a blind man that has never seen and has lived in darkness his entire life since birth, and he heals a blind man at the time of the Festival of Lights to prove to the people in Jerusalem, you're living in darkness, but the light of the world has now come into your presence. Now you can hear the latest word on the last days that reveals details of where we are now and what and where major events will happen in the near future from the world's leading prophetic teachers. The 2023 Prophetic Summit is now available to everyone on 13 CDs or on 13 DVDs and also available on an audio flash drive. Here are the speakers and their messages. Jonathan Kahn explained how the demon gods have returned. Lance Wallnau used a whiteboard and taught, this is about to change everything. And also the eye-opening message, heaven is about to do an earth invasion. Mark Biltz used Hebrew charts and pictures to illustrate his messages called Connecting the Dots and one called The Stunning Harbingers of Things to Come. Bill Cloud, a master of Hebrew, taught on the spirit of prophecy and the spirit of idolatry. He also revealed the secret of repairing the breach. Jimmy Evans took us on a fascinating journey from the 1800s to this present age, explaining the timeline of prophetic events. Now, here's what I did. I used numerous scriptures and pictures to illustrate these five messages. Something I have missed concerning the pre-tribulation rapture. The next message was called The Secret of the Wedding and the Marriage of the King. You will also hear in this series the fascinating revelation from the book of Daniel called the future millennial events and the first 75 days when Jesus rules on earth. You will also discover amazing details when Christ returns to earth in the message, White Lightning, the King Messiah, and his battle map. In my fifth message, discover the four biggest things that will happen just before the rapture of the church. Now, you will enjoy 13 hours, imagine that, 13 hours of dynamic prophetic teaching that will leave you encouraged, excited, and informed about the last days. The CD album is $65, and the offer number for that is 23PS-CD. The DVD album is $95, and that offer number is 23PS-DVD. Now, the DVDs will have all the pictures and the PowerPoints and the scriptures that were on the screens. Don't forget that. The audio flash drive is also available for $65 by requesting it and using offer number 23PS-USB. You can call toll-free at 1-888-21-BREAD or order online at our website at perrystone.org or send the offer number and send us a note with the check to Perry Stone Ministries, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee 37320. I can guarantee you this. This is going to be the best prophetic series in the 47-year history of our ministry. You will be prepared. You will be informed. You will know the times and seasons, and you will know what to do. So go ahead and order the 13 CDs or the DVD album or the 13 messages that are on the audio flash drive and do it today. God bless you. I'm so thrilled when I know that we can share information with you that's a great blessing, but I'm also thrilled when we can offer a resource to you which also helps keep Manifest on the air when you purchase it. That is something that will teach you information, revelation, and insight that you may not be familiar with. So anyway, get this offer. It's going to be a great help to you. I'm going to go through this very quickly of places that we're going to be coming to. On August 18th and 19th, I'm coming back to Willis, Texas, Friday and Saturday morning and Saturday night, the Willis Campus Family Faith Church and the Family Faith Church Huntsville, Texas, August the 20th, all day Sunday, Christ Temple in Huntington, West Virginia, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August 25th through 27th. Boy, that's a great church. Love those Sunday night services, by the way. San Diego, California. My office manager and I, Charlie Ellis, are flying out to San Diego to be at the Morris Sorrella Legacy Center Feast of Tabernacles celebration. And you can contact their ministry for seating on that. And Faith Landmark Ministries, October 15th. And then in between all that, October 3rd through the 7th is the main event, Pie and Pans Fall Festival. The Crab Family, Southbound is coming. Linda Cooley and the Praise Team, Jensen Franklin, John Kilpatrick, Ron Carpenter, and myself. You need to be in that meeting. Set your plan, make up your mind, set aside the time. And this is the last big meeting we have of 2023. And I want you to be there. God bless you.
Perry Stone invites you to join him for his 2023 Israel tour. The dates are November 19th through the 28th. There is also an optional tour to the country of Jordan that includes Petra and much more. Call 1-888-321-3629 or visit perrystone.org for more information and how to register. Seating is limited, so call today.